Okay.
We're recording now.
Okay, Black Girl Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Annie Rose, just saying, Annie Rose. And I just did a real short clip, you know, first time doing this on Cardi B and how much, you know, I like the album. And my mm-hmm. favorite song on the album is I Like It. So.
Oh, I like that song too. I like the whole album.
Me too.
I think it's I didn't really have to skip through a song. Like all of the songs on there. I think my favorite is what's my favorite song? I like Get Up 10.
Get Up 10.
That's the first song.
Yeah, you know what? I like that too. I think that was a really good song to open her album with.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, like, too?
Yeah, I feel like it had a Meek Mill Dreams and all.
Yeah.
I got cut off real quick.
Oh, no. Okay, this is just, you know, I started this an hour ago, so.
Was today your first time ever, like, recording at all?
Yes.
Really? Yeah. Okay, well, congrats. Welcome to Anchor.
Thank you. What do you...
I was going to say, where are you from?
Philly, Philadelphia.
Okay, I'm from Detroit.
Okay, Detroit.
This is funny.
It is. So what is your podcast about? It says Black Girl Experience.
Right. I talk about sex and relationships from my point of view.
Okay.
yeah. So you'll definitely have to check it out. And I'm going to have to check your station out too.
Yeah, like I said, I just have one on there. Mm-hmm. But do you think, because of your podcast, do you think that like everybody's so interested in being, what is the Black girl magic now?
I think that's really, that's like a common theme now. For whatever reason, I feel like people think that, like, I don't know, like, just being Black is, like, the new trendy thing. But I feel like we've always been it. But I think other people are starting to realize that now. And it's our time to shine.
It is our time to shine. And I'm older. I'm mm-hmm. older. And, I'm amazed at the younger generation, like even to the kids, to where they're starting their businesses, they're very outspoken, like, you mm-hmm. know, just something, a bathing cap to go swimming in. That was like a huge thing, like, oh my God, we're going swimming, we have to get a bathing cap, and, you know, that was kind of embarrassing. We were always, it was like yourself, your hair, yourself was embarrassing. And now I saw on my Instagram, they got these different companies that sell these cute little bathing caps, and I'm just like,
really?
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
I was telling my mom she wants to get a headscarf, and I said, Mom, there are so many headscarf things. It's just little simple things like that are out now, I guess, because of the internet and stuff. That, you know, when we were growing up, it was not
right. Yeah, I feel you. So what, do you have any specific topics that you're going to be covering on your podcast, or are you just kind of just talking about whatever?
You know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm kind of, I kind of flow with things,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes something's on my mind. That's why I called it Just Saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I called it, because I don't know.
That's a good name, though. I like that.
Oh, girl, thank you. But I mean, I imagine with your podcast that is so many different experiences,
mm-hmm.
other than sex and relationship, because it just seems like, I don't know, I'm not trying to be a prude or anything, but like the stuff that the girls now are wearing based on, I guess, what they watch, oh my God, we would have been like, you don't go out the house like that. That's the one thing I'm not understanding. I'm not understanding why that's so popular. I mean,
right. And a lot of the younger girls, like, even though I don't feel like I'm old, but I know that I'm older than most. But even like back in the day when I was younger, like, I didn't dress the certain, you know, certain ways that girls dress now. I wasn't into like the hair and the makeup and all of that type. Yeah. Like, girls are super grown now, and it's,
oh my God,
it's scary.
It really is. I mean, I remember being on the bus one time, and it was these girls. They were, I think they were seniors. And mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they gave me an education. It was like Sex in the City to the extreme. I was just like, I'm a grown woman, okay?
Right.
And I was just like, what? Really? I
mean, wow.
I didn't know that, you know? I mean, and, you know, I just didn't know. And I was like, wow. And I was trying to think, you know, kids always been interested in sex. Of course, we talked about sex when we were in high school. But the stuff and the different things, we never talked about.
Right. Yes. It's a different time now. It's different.
So do you think it's harder for Black women to find love? Is that?
Yeah, I think it's hard, period. It's true. Even with this, like, it's just a new generation. It's just like times are different. Yeah. I think the whole dating scene is different now. Like,
yeah,
so it's tough out here. But I mean, I feel like you can find it, but it's gonna be hard.
Do you think that, you know, I know Essence did an article about this a few years ago. Do you think that, like, opening yourself to people that aren't African-American today is a good thing?
Yeah, I have never dated outside of my race, though. That's funny, but I'm not opposed to it, but I've never done it.
I've done it, and I was on, you know, I need to do a podcast on the dating, when I was on the dating apps last year. I mean.
Oh, what dating apps?
Oh, girl. I was on Clover. I was on Scout, Meet Me. I was on OK Cupid. I was on Zeus.
Oh, I've never even heard of these.
Yeah, I just put, you know, dating apps. And I mean, I'm just, okay, first of all, you know, hi, my name is Tim. And then the next picture is of your genitals.
Wow, that's.
Girl, I saw more of that last year than I've seen in my whole life. Not that wow. I've never, but probably I've seen more than in this life.
Right.
And in the life that's to come. I mean, I just don't understand that. Okay.
Did you actually go out with any of the guys?
I went out with, let's see. I did meet a couple of them. And I went out with one guy. He was older. Excuse me. He was an older white gentleman. He's very nice. I just wasn't feeling him. I mean, I feel so bad because he was really nice. I wanted a strawberry daiquiri. He took me to like four restaurants before we found one.
Wow.
And he was very nice. And I just was not. I was just like, this is not connecting for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was back in May. You know, I might have made a different decision, you know, now.
Right.
But, you know, my whole thing is, you know, I'm of a certain age and I don't really have time to, I don't want to lead anybody on. I won't want anybody to lead me on.
Right.
You know, right. So I cut it off and I just, you know, I just thought, you know, I would want, if somebody was kind of iffy about me, I would want to know. Don't.
Right. That's. You know? Yeah, I definitely agree. I can respect that.
Yeah. But I think that, you know, one of the things I notice is that there seems to be more of a respect from other races. But then at the same time, you also have to figure out, is this just like a fetish? Like some men are like, oh, I always want to be with a Black girl. And it's like, okay, I am not a fetish. I'm a woman. You know, this is not a bucket list item. Okay. Right. I'm not a bucket list item. And so you have to like get past, you know, are they just using me because I'm a Black girl?
Right.
Or they like big butts and they're ashamed to say, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so you have to kind of, I ran into that as well. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, you know, and then you got the guys that don't care. You know, they're just like, hey, you know, let's, yeah, let's hang out, you know.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't really want to actually go on dates and stuff.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, that's, I thought that, that guys, I mean, like, what is it, like, there's nobody, like, taking you out on a date. It's like, let's hang out, come over. I don't know.
Because I feel like a lot of women now, they, I don't know, I feel like they just pretty much take what they can get, and, you know, that they don't make guys take them on dates and do stuff like that, so...
Yeah.
Guys are just so accustomed to that now, and it's like, oh, well, this is what we do.
Do you think it's because I was, like I said, I was raised old school, I was raised, you know, it's the pleasure of your company. Do you think girls are just, or women are just so anxious about it that they go against good sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like I said, just take what you get, or just, you know, I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you on to you know, to make that aware, people aware, and maybe think, you know, maybe I can change something.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, for sure.
But one thing I don't understand is these women, you know, I've seen on shows and my friends, you know, they're like with the guy a couple of years and they don't know if they're serious about them or not. And I'm just like, you know, and I've asked a couple guys. And I said, you know, a guy knows right away whether he wants to make commitment or not. He'll say it.
Right.
But if you're waiting 2 years, honey, come on now.
Yeah, that's a little debate that I was having before. Like, what do you think is the appropriate amount of time to wait for, like, a guy to propose to you or whatever? Like,
okay.
Some people are saying, like, oh, well, if you get engaged after y'all only been together a year, that's too soon. I do feel like you don't really know a person in a year.
I agree.
And I feel like you have to, you know, be together for a significant amount of time to really get to know that person, to see how they are, like, when they hit rock bottom, how they are under pressure, how, you know, just a lot of stuff. Like, I don't think, like, a year is a good time to be able to tell, but I also don't want to wait 10 years for somebody to propose to me, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah. I don't really know what the right time frame is, but I don't know.
I think it, you know what, I think, did you just sneeze? God bless
you. Oh, no, I didn't.
You know, I think that it's like, my parents, they dated for a few months, they've been married 52 years, I mean, you know, and I just think it's something that, you know, already, like, you might say to each other, you know, or he might say, because I believe in him saying it first, you know, I'm really feeling you. I want to be serious. Okay. And then waiting for however long you guys feel
right.
God is leading you. But I do think that if you were somebody for, let's say, 6 months, okay, you've been through some things by 6 months, and he's not saying anything. I mean, it's time. I mean, he ain't brought up nothing of commitment or, you know, I mean, being a girlfriend, what does being a girlfriend mean after high school?
Right.
I mean, somebody tell me what this, I mean, you know, please don't call me a girlfriend. I am not a girl, and we're not friends. We're more than that, so.
There definitely has to be, you know, progression in the relationship. If I feel like it's not going nowhere, then yeah.
Do you take callers?
That's the thing. Like, you could call in and leave, like, voice messages, and then people can post them to the podcast or, like, to the episode or whatever. And you could, you know, talk back and forth through the voice messages. Oh, this is going to end soon, I think.
Oh, it is. I'm just getting a heads up.
Oh, right. I'm like, oh, wow.
We just got into it.
Right. I mean, and we were supposed to be talking about music. We all into relationships.
I know, girl. Well, because that Cardi B album is all about relationships.
It is. And I didn't understand why a lot of people were saying that they didn't like it. I'm like, you must never been in a real relationship then. Because I can relate to a lot of the stuff. Like,
I did too.
Wow. Okay, well, look, let me go. What is the podcast called again? Because it's just saying Annie Rose on here.
Just saying.
Okay. Yeah,
okay,
I'm gonna go favorite your podcast.
I'm gonna favorite yours too.
All right, it was good talking to you.
All Good talking to you, sweetie. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.